At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
How close do you think the Williams family was to actually not being drafted by the Bears in some way, either getting out of it or having one of these plans come to fruition?
The gasoline's out. Do we want to light the match? And Caleb didn't want to light the match.
That was Seth Wickersham when we had him on talking about this, and we're discussing just the fan discourse when it comes to this. Like, for example, on Twitch right now, DeviantBurn41, this is Rahimi and Harris on The Score, by the way, is going back and he's like, Caleb, not scheduled to speak. Media, he's ducking us. If you're not speaking to the media after you invited an author to be with you, knowing that they were going to put out a story coming out, a whole ass book in September, talking about your team, then yeah, you should answer questions about it after the story comes out. And then their answer was SMH, yes, because that's his priority right now, to get in front of mics to answer years-old questions. You think we're not going to ask him about last season? That's a year-old question. You think we're not going to ask him about getting sacked 68 times and how to avoid that next year? That's a year-old question. You think we're not going to ask about how to avoid a 10-game losing streak? That's a year-old question.
And they're
that's what this is.
I have nothing against Caleb Williams. And I want to make that clear.
Nobody wants the Bears to like crash and burn because he didn't want to be here. That's not the point.
This doesn't change how I feel about Caleb Williams. I like the dude, and I wanted them to draft him, and I'm glad that he's here. But the bottom line is that his dad is the one that started this fire. Like with this story, with those quotes, his dad was the one who started this fire, and Caleb is the only one with the hose who can put it out at this point, which is, while I agree with everything, the thing I keep going back to, Layla, is everything that they said in that article about this is where quarterbacks go to die and why it's where I agree with them. It's true. And I was saying that long before they ever drafted Caleb Williams. I take no issue with what they said or how they felt. But at the same time, why put this out there? A year after the fact, when he's here and you know he's going to be here for the foreseeable future, what is there to gain for Caleb Williams or the Bears to put this out there right now? And why light that match?
But
you know what I mean?
Here's my issue is you knew this was coming. You had this author join you for this entire process. The author is an ESPN writer. You knew that there was going to be a story that would come out at some point. Your dad is speaking. That means you get to speak next. You're your own man. But when you consider all the lengths that they were trying to go to avoid coming here, yeah, of course, we're going to ask you about it. But every day that it gets closer to the season, it becomes more of a distraction.
Yes.
So that's why it was frustrating. And yeah, you can say not scheduled to speak. That's what your PR staff is for, to protect you. And we can say that means you're not speaking to us, and therefore the story continues, which is what we do. Let's go out to the phones. Ron and Waukegan, 312-644-6767. Ron, you're on The Score.
Hey, afternoon, guys. Just want to say three quick comments from Caleb's perspective. I could totally see why that was the perspective they had regarding the Bears. I think that's fair. Everybody has a question about where they're going to work, how it's going to be, am I going to be successful there? So I think it was a valid question.
Mm-hmm.
As it relates to his team, his father included, quite honestly, I think they do a good job of pushing back on whether or not you have to accept what's out there. Meaning they made the decision for Caleb not to give his medicals to 32 teams because he didn't have to. I think they needed to look at it. Do we have to go to the Bears? Do we have other options? What are the chances? If I had a team and I was paying legal and accounting people, I would at least want them to answer the question. And then as far as the media goes, I think it's obvious that he's given everything that he's had to give since he's been here. I mean, what can he get up there and say other than, yeah, I kind of thought that at some point, but I'm all in now. That's manifestly clear, not only by what his dad said in terms of him saying, I want to give it a shot, but based on really everything he's done since he's been here. He is trying to succeed as a Bear, period. Kind of end of story.
No, and I think that that's a fair piece of it. I just worry that when you know somebody didn't want to be there and you see the results on the field and what happened last season, that season matters to us. The results of that season matter. And if at the slightest setback here, can you lean on a guy like Ben Johnson? Is your infrastructure strong enough to say that nagging doubt that you had, and it wasn't just nagging based on the efforts we saw in that article?
Yeah.
That isn't true for you? Like, how many times have you said to yourself, oh, I knew I shouldn't have done that thing, or I knew I shouldn't have done this, when you have that indication? That's human nature.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, I think nobody thinks Caleb Williams came in here and didn't try hard because he didn't want to be a Bear, you know what I mean? Or he pouted his way through his first season, and that's why it went as badly as it did. But think about anything that you do, that you like pour your life into. You know what I mean? You have to have buy-in to have full confidence that you're going to be able to do what you want to do and that you're going to be able to accomplish what you want to accomplish. There has to be buy-in. You'd always hear Phil Jackson would always, when talking about leadership and things of that sort, he'd always say the first thing you got to do is get your best player to buy in. You know what I mean? Did Caleb Williams just show up and was like, all right, I'll do the job the best I can? Or was he really sold on the fact that things are different here? Things have changed, and it's going to be different with you than it has been with all the quarterbacks that we've killed here. You know what I mean? And what made you change your mind? What made you buy in? And And are you bought in? You know what I mean? Because if you don't have that, no matter how much he wants to succeed, no matter how hard he comes out and physically tries to be the best football player he can, if that's always in the back of his mind, that holds a person back.
It does. And for me, like, we're not talking about a guy who overcame this adversity and then led a playoff team. We're talking about a 5-12 team that's on a 10-game losing streak. Yeah, they've made steps. They hired somebody different, and they hired the best possible person they could. But until we see it on the field.
Right.
That's why this is a concern. And also, just talk to us then. You put the story to bed.
Exactly.
You tell us. It's really that simple. Well, let's go to Stepan in Oak Park.
Hey, guys. How are we doing in there?
How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing awesome. And I'm not going to keep you guys. I'm over 60. I'm born and raised in Chicago. And I've been watching Chicago sports my whole life. My opinion on this is the comments were made. He wasn't a Chicago Bear. And his father made some comments. And it's no big deal if he doesn't even mention it for the rest of the season, in my opinion. Now, I'm going to say one other thing, then I'm going to let you talk. John Elway, Peyton Manning, okay, they orchestrated where their sons went to other teams. This is just talk. He wasn't even a Chicago Bear. His father's talking. Those guys orchestrated other places for their sons to go. Okay? It's not a big deal, guys. He wasn't even a Bear.
Oh, did we lose him?
Well, that was Stepan. But the thing is, his dad did talk to those families.
Right.
Like, that was actually part of the story.
And his dad put it... should we have just ignored the whole story? From, like, his dad comes out and puts this out there. Should we have just have ignored the whole thing altogether?
Turning it off until 2. I'm not in denial about this. This is a thing that happened.
Yes. And somebody said, how do we know it's a distraction? I don't. I don't know if it... That's another question for Caleb Williams to tell us about.
Yeah. And 630, the statement that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die is not true. Mitchell Trubisky and Justin Fields both sucked as they proved that they have nothing on the other teams that they have played for. That doesn't really prove it incorrect. That just proves more obvious that...
A, we don't know if
those
guys...
It's not a good place to develop people.
Exactly. We don't know if those guys would have been better if they ended up in someplace different. And B, if they just sucked from the beginning, that means that the Bears' whole evaluation process is like, before they even get in the building, it's a mess. You know what? They don't even know how to evaluate quarterbacks before they draft them, much less develop them when they get... If those guys were just garbage and were always going to be garbage as a quarterback at the NFL level, then that just means that the Bears blew the pick before they ever even made it.
Yeah, none of these...
That doesn't help.
No, 414 is like, so maybe the other question should be, why did you not go nuclear? Yes, that should be a question. Why did you not go nuclear? I would love to know that answer. But we don't have any right now, and that's why we're bothered.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.